This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from the book of 1 John, Leroy answers the question, how can I be sure of an eternity in heaven? Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
All during my childhood years, I heard grown-ups talk about heaven. I assumed my elders knew what they were talking about, so it never occurred to me to not accept the idea of a place called heaven. But I did not believe a person could be sure of going there. After serving in the Marines during World War II, I came back to Iowa and met some people who talked like they knew they would be in heaven when this life ended. It used to bug me to pieces to hear them say they were sure they were going to heaven. One man was a mechanic, one was a builder, one was a barber, one was a farmer, one a banker. And my wife and I got to know these men and their wives and began to socialize with them. And in normal conversation, they all spoke with assurance about life after death and where they would spend eternity. I thought it was the most outlandish display of pride I had ever heard. I asked Virginia, how can these people talk like that? Of all the arrogant, self-righteous people I have ever met, these people take the cake. But we enjoyed their friendship, and through their influence, we bought a Bible. And after reading it clear through, we came to the conclusion that they were right. A person could know where he or she would spend eternity. It says so very clearly in every version, old or new, that I've found. Listen to some different translations of 1 John chapter 5, verse 13. The King James says, that you may know that you have eternal life. The Phillips translation says, you may be quite sure that here and now you possess eternal life. And the Confraternity version says, you may know that you have eternal life. On what basis is that statement made? Not on our good works. No, the Scriptures are clear on this point as well. Over and over again, the Bible says we are saved by God's grace through faith. Our salvation is the gift of God, not of works. 1 John 5:11 and 12 sums it up so well. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that does not have the Son of God does not have life. Eternal life is a gift to those who have the Son of God living in their hearts through repentance and faith. And you can know that heaven is your final home. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you in your walk of daily discipleship, we'd like to give you a free subscription to the Navigator's Daily Walk Devotional Guide. This helpful guide takes you step by step through the Scriptures. Write today. Our address is The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, the one and only way to God. On Daily Discipleship.